Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness, from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 26th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. I'm very happy, very excited to be here talking about my favorite show, Big Brother.
All right. Yes, we're here talking Big Brother Canada 6, and we're going to tell you everything that's been happening on the live feeds yesterday. And it was a bit of a slow day yesterday. First slow day in a while. These Monday shows, they tend to vary drastically. Either 13 minutes, an hour and a half. This, I don't know, maybe like 20 minutes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I saw a fist fight almost break out on the feeds yesterday.
That's true. That's what a slow day consists of in the Big Brother Canada 6 house when they don't have twists.
I mean, it was almost a pretty big twist of somebody's body parts if they kept going.
let's get into the day, because basically the gist of this is that Erica, obviously still HOH, she won the veto and she has been convinced to use the veto on Maddie and backdoor Veronica. However, she does not want anybody to know beforehand, so there are a select few people. Kayla and Derek know, Allie and Olivia know, and that's about it in terms of people who know at the start of this day. Ryan has a decent idea that it might happen, but he does not know for sure. And Erica wants to keep it that way. She does not want Veronica to find out beforehand. She doesn't even want to tell Marin or Maddie herself that Maddie will be coming off the block and that Veronica will be going up as the back door. So that's why we kind of had a quiet day. There were a lot of people talking about a lot of irrelevant things, because it's all going to change today. We're waiting until the veto ceremony, when everything blows up and Veronica goes crazy, and it'll be fun to watch. So we start the day off, like I said, just a lot of irrelevant stuff that I'll be skipping, just because it was like campaigning between Marin and Maddie, and trying to get Hamza to convince Erica to use the veto on Marin to backdoor Ryan, and none of it matters after the veto ceremony, so we're not going to bother with it.
Yeah, that was, I guess, the fun stuff to watch for the day. Just Maddie and Marin continuing to campaign. You know, they're talking around the entire house and they have no idea what's coming. So today's going to be the fun stuff.
Yes. So we did have Erica and Olivia talking, and they started the day off talking about Johnny. And Olivia in particular I talked about how Johnny's playing really well, but there are some people that are talking about Johnny occasionally, like, oh, I don't know about Johnny. Olivia was that person, basically. And she's continuing that talk today, basically saying, like, I'm kind of worried about Johnny. He seems to be in good with everyone. He doesn't want to pick a side. He's always defending people. That concerns me. And the Erica's like, oh yeah, it would be great if you picked a side, blah, blah, blah. Johnny's going to end up correcting this later on. But just to point out here, Erica and Olivia are talking about it. They also mentioned that they're thinking about potentially targeting Ryan in the double eviction so that he doesn't have to be on the jury. So that's sort of where this conversation went.
Yeah, there was there's been a few people that I think have been kind of questioning where Johnny's at in the game. I think Olivia was the first person or the main person today just to vocalize that. But it seems like a lot of people feel good with him. Both rooms have connections with him, which, you know, is going to come up later as he's talking about the people that he wants to see go next. And it's almost like he has like one person that he'd be comfortable seeing going home, being Marin, because he just has relationships with everybody else. So it's understandable why Olivia feels like she doesn't exactly know where his head is at. A lot of people feel like he's not really picking a side yet, and they want him to pick their side, because who's going to want to work with somebody that, you know, you're not sure if they're going to bounce back or forth, you know, as the game moves on. So, they really didn't feel comfortable with him. And about the Ryan stuff, it's really kind of funny. that they are so sick of living with him that they want to take him out in the double eviction instead of taking out like a big actual threat. They're all like at least five or six of them are on board to possibly take Ryan out so that they don't have to live with him in jury. And they're using the justification of, well, he doesn't really want to be in jury anyway because he wants to go home and see his family. So we're actually doing the right thing. Like we're doing a morally good thing, sending him home before jury. So, you know, just so we don't have to live with him.
It was a really poor strategy to tell people like, oh, I'd prefer not to be in jury if I don't have to be, just because I don't want to be away from my child. People really latch onto that stuff. And it's not like once you hit jury, they'll be like, ah, well, too late now. I guess we'll just keep Ryan until the final two. Like what? It's not going to benefit you in any way once you hit jury. It's only going to hinder you prior to jury. So
Ryan really gets on a lot of people's nerves, and they were in the HOH room and there was at least like six or seven of them in there, and they were just all comparing stories about things that Ryan has done in the past 24 hours that has gotten gotten on their nerves, and it's a lot. They you know, Will was doing the impersonation of when Ryan just walks into a room and he just looks around and he sees that maybe he's not the most welcomed at the moment, but he still sits down anyway. They just they're ready to see him go.
Yeah, lots of annoyance with Ryan over the course of the day. Talking about Johnny, this was going into this day and at this time, I think the reason why there's talk about Johnny is because the people that are talking about him are the people that are aware that there is a current plan that he is unaware of. As far as Johnny is concerned, still at this moment, he has a control over the house and he's sending Marin home. And obviously he's unaware that some of his closest allies have decided on a plan that is the opposite of that. And he's going to have to, he's going to have to adjust at some point. And that was sort of the question of the day, basically. Can Johnny figure this out? Can he adjust? What will his reaction be? Can he pivot and start anew? And that really was the question of the day. And we're going to get that answer. Derek, Kayla, Olivia, and Allie then discussed also talking about potentially targeting Ryan during the double eviction. Kayla and Derek in particular seem to be pushing this idea. I know they also want to make sure that Will gets targeted eventually, but they seem to be okay with the idea of, like, you know, as long as you're not targeting us, Ryan is a great person to target. I'm sure I have a feeling at least that depending on who wins HOH, I could see Kayla trying to get in somebody's ear about, like, well, what about Will? What about Hamza? That could be interesting. But for right now, Ryan seems like the safe target for the double eviction.
Yeah, I do think that if the war breaks out between Kayla and Derek and somebody other than Ryan, it will end up being Hamza over Will. Like, they might throw Hamza with Will up on the block in an effort to get Hamza out. But I don't think that there's really much of any connection left between Dayla and Hamza. So if they're fighting over the same allies, it does seem like Kayla and Derek are closer with the Olivia and Allie group. And they'll probably get their way with that, especially since that group also wants to get Hamza out at some point. It does really feel like Ryan's in a lot of trouble going into this double eviction, which is kind of weird, but I can't say I mind.
Again, lots of irrelevant talk happening, especially from Marin and Hamza, who just have a completely terrible read on the house. For Hamza, who was in power last week and shifted a lot of dynamics and according to him was on top of everything in the house, he has gone from not knowing a few important things to not knowing almost anything in the house. Hearing him talk is kind of humorous on occasion.
Yeah, Erica has reassured him, you know, a few times this week that you're fine. There's nothing for you to worry about. But he still has stake in this week because Marin at this point is his number one ally. Marin's on the block and he doesn't want to see Marin go home. I think he also doesn't want to see Maddie go home. He's told her that and it does seem genuine. So it seems like he wants a backdoor to happen. But I don't think he has any. Well, I know for a fact he doesn't have any idea that it's going to be Veronica. And that's not an ideal situation for him because Veronica is somebody that he can work with. They were working together last week in the efforts to get Jesse out. So, yeah, his finger on the pulse of this game is just nowhere near where it needs to be. And somehow it's Hamza, so he still thinks that he's, like, the smartest player in the game. And no, not at all.
Yeah, and he keeps trying to convince Erica to make a big move. And Erica's like, don't worry, I'm going to make a big move. And Hamza's like, awesome, she's gonna veto Marin and backdoor Ryan. No,
sorry, bud.
So we did get a conversation with Ryan and Johnny where Ryan is talking to Johnny about, like, you know, I really wouldn't mind seeing Veronica backdoored. That would be a pretty good thing, actually, I think. And this is funny because it's kind of similar to what happened last week with Ryan and Paris, where Ryan was kind of the messenger to Paris that Hamza was potentially going to put up Kayla or Derek next to Olivia. And Paris was like, that's really annoying. Ryan, why are you doing this? Johnny has almost a similar reaction where he's like, why are you saying this to me? Because that's not going to happen, right? Like, what's going on here, Ryan? And so Johnny at this point, it's like, that's not going to, it's irrelevant, isn't it? That's not happening.
Right. Yeah. No one is going to believe anything Ryan says.
Yeah. So then I think at this point, Johnny, he seemed kind of annoyed. He started talking about, like, I'm sick of being nice. Like, what's going on here? I think this kind of set him off. He started going and realizing that, maybe I'm not on top of the house. Maybe I'm not in control of things right now. I need to figure out what's going on. He has a conversation with Olivia, and I think this is the motivation behind the conversation that sparked from Ryan. But obviously, I can't be entirely sure because it's not directly related. But Johnny starts probing Olivia, asking, like, who do you trust? Do you trust Allie 100%? Does Erica talk game with you? Does she name names? Sort of like sussing out that if there is going to be a move made against Veronica, it's probably going to have been something that's discussed between Erica and these people. So she says, yeah, you know, we do. She has talked names with me. And so Johnny doing very good work here, with Olivia. He's saying, I trust you and Allie, more than anyone in the house. I love you guys. I want to work with you guys. And this is exactly what Olivia had wanted to hear earlier in the day. She even tells, I think, Kayla, like, I had a great talk with Johnny. Exactly what I wanted to hear. I'm not concerned about him at all anymore, which is funny because Johnny in this conversation talks about Dayla as a potential threat.
Yeah.
And Johnny is the by far biggest threat to Kayla's game right now because, as you mentioned before, Dayla is very close with Allie and Olivia, more so than Will and Paris, but Johnny's influence could very easily sway Allie and Olivia away from Kayla and Derek and toward Will and Paris instead, because that's where he holds more control. So a lot of different power influence maneuvering there as well.
Yeah, Johnny has been playing well. Like, we've talked about that plenty, but it's not like he's been playing some kind of perfect game. I think the reason that he's in this situation in the first place where he has to correct his course with Olivia is because the fact that he's even asking her these questions, are you close with Allie? Like, or do you and Erica talk game? If he was actually, like, as close with them as maybe they thought they were, or as maybe we thought that they were, then he would know the answers to these questions. He would know that Olivia and Allie are, you know, ride or dies. He would know that they talk game with Erica plenty, but it seems like he's just split his time so evenly, which is a good thing and a bad thing, just because these other allies of his haven't felt as connected to him. But where he does do such a good job is after he has this conversation with them. Olivia does feel so good with him that, like, later in the day, they want to bring him in. They want to tell him the plan. They want to have a meeting in the HOH room. And they're like, we need to get Johnny in here. We can't start talking without Johnny. So even though it seemed like he wasn't doing, the best he possibly could have with that connection with that group, he did turn it around and work his way back in as much as he could have.
Yeah. And I really saw those questions less as, like, I don't know the answer to this, and more as, like, a subtle way of asking, is there something I don't know about happening right now?
Yeah.
Which I think he managed to suss out for sure. basically what happens is they end up going to Allie and Erica, and so the four of them start talking, and Johnny is basically like, I love all three of you so much. I wish we could solidify something here. And they're like, yes, this is amazing. This is awesome. We love this. Olivia wants to call them the Johnny's Angels. And Allie's like, what? No. No, let's not do that.
Yeah, well, luckily they got the conversation broken up before they could solidify a name, because otherwise that was probably going to be the name. Olivia liked it.
There were a lot of conversation breaking up things happening that day. Johnny does also mention during this conversation he would like to continue to pretend that he is not really solid with anyone, because I don't think that he intended for this to be like, oh yeah, we're so super good. I think he intended for this to be like, okay, I was excluded from something, and I need to, one, figure out why, and two, figure out what it is, and three, make sure I will be included in the future. Yep. But I also want to maintain the game that I had prior to figuring this out. I don't want to like destroy all of that. Whatever it was, it worked. As you mentioned, they brought him into the HOH room and they sat him down and they said, look, we're planning on backdooring Veronica. And he immediately was like, oh, I really wanted Marin out though. And they're like, yeah, I understand. But listen, this is, they explain the reasoning that they've been over 100 times. They're like, and look, the important thing is that we need to back Erica up in this plan. For next week, we need to protect her. Johnny's like, I don't know if I support this plan though. And then quickly goes, oh, that's why you didn't want to tell me, because you're afraid of how I'd react. Like, I understand, I'm close to Veronica, but I'm seeing where you're coming from. And he does quickly pivot and starts talking about like, okay, how can we make this work for us? How can we, like, where do we go forward from here? Who will be targeting us? Who are we going to be targeting? Can we bring in the right people? Are we going to be targeting Dayla? Are we going to be bringing in Will and Paris? So on and so forth. Quickly starts kind of trying to, I think he realizes very quickly he is not changing this Veronica plan with the reasoning that they're giving him is well thought out and has already clearly been well discussed, and there's nothing he can say to change that, but he can change the direction of where this goes. And he immediately wants to say, okay, so if Veronica leaves, you can see it, and he's speaking it out loud, how does that change my game, and how can I influence these people to do things in the future that will help the new structure of the house with my game and help propel the four of us and myself further.
He needs to be really careful though, especially as the rest of the week goes on, because first of all, if he starts campaigning in any way to push for Veronica to stay, that's awful for his game, just in terms of his other allies trusting him. It's really like, he's going to have to do what Derek and Kayla and I guess Paris maybe did for like 5 minutes last week did. Just like when they cut Jesse and they were like, all right, we understand. And even though Derek ended up voting for him, they kind of came to terms with the fact that Jesse wasn't going to stay at a certain point. If Johnny continues through the rest of the week and he thinks that he can do something to save Veronica, it's not going to be a good look for him. And I think that he is going to consider doing that because Marin is still on the block. Because Erica's plan here is to take down Maddie. She wants to take Maddie down and put Marin on, put Veronica on the block next to Marin. Johnny's target is still Marin. And he, explicitly told them, I wanted Marin to go this week. And he's not going to fight, I guess, as much to keep Veronica off of the block. But I do think that he's going to think that there's a way for him to rally enough numbers to save her if that's what he wants to do. And I don't think he should do it, but I think he's going to consider trying it.
I don't know, because he then has a conversation later with Erica by herself, and she kind of like says, like, this whole thing with Allie and Olivia is, it's cute, but we're the real deal. We're the real thing. Yeah, totally. And she's like, look, I'm sorry about Veronica. We just, I figured that this has to be like the move that I have to make here. And he was like, no, totally understand. Like, I've got you on this. Don't worry. I feel like, unless the house is flipping on its own, I don't think Johnny is going to try to go against the Veronica thing. I could see him like maybe feeling things out.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to push at all. I think he is pretty accepting of what's happening here. And like I said earlier in the week, I don't think this is really any skin off of his back. I don't think this is going to be a problem. And what he also talked about with Erica in that conversation was that he's basically like, it's all right if I like act surprised, right? Like I want to be completely ignorant of this. And she was like, absolutely. You can say that I didn't tell you, so on and so forth. It'll be great for our relationship. It'll help keep us separate, so on and so forth. So my guess for what Johnny is going to do for the rest of the week is when the veto happens with a lot of other people, he's going to be like, what? Oh, I can't believe this. And he's going to, you know, talk to Veronica anytime Veronica needs, like tries to talk to him and be like, yeah, you know, so on and so forth. And then probably at some point, whatever happens, it's going to be clear that the house is against Veronica, and Johnny's going to be like, man, I'm sorry, the house is against you. And that's probably how it'll go. But you never know, because who knows what Veronica will do once she blows her lid.
Yeah, she's not going to go quietly. And if anybody thinks that, you know, you're not watching Veronica, you don't know what she's planning. She said, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but she's been talking about, because it does seem like she has some kind of sneaking suspicion in the back of her mind that she, maybe it's not this week, but she does feel like she's going to be targeted soon. And she has said, if I end up on that block, like, I am working my butt off to stay in this game. Like, I'm not going to go down quietly in any way. So once, and especially the fact that she has no idea this is coming today, she's going to be very surprised, and she's going to do everything that she can to, you know, it's probably going to be really messy, but she's going to fight to stay in the game. And one person I think that she's going to try her best to use is going to be Johnny, because she thinks that they have a connection, and she probably realizes that Johnny has a lot of influence in the house, and he has a lot of other friends in the house that he can work on. So it's going to be a rough week for him, I think, with her running to him back and forth.
It will be tough. And I will say, and I've said this before, the whole, like, one of the biggest challenges in playing the whole house, and our good friend JP ran into this problem as well, is that when you're playing everyone and you're pitting people against each other, you have to be able to successfully feign ignorance during some things. And that can be very difficult, because if they feel like you're not supporting them, they're going to go, something is up. And if they think something is up, then obviously, especially since they're in danger, the card to play is, they're not supporting me. That must mean that they're secretly in on this plan, which means they're playing the entire house. Guys, they're playing the entire house. They're the real threat, which is what happened to JP. Yeah. So you do have to be very careful, and we'll see how Johnny is able to handle it. It will be another good test of his mettle. So we also had Johnny talking to Paris. Paris, we haven't mentioned much of her, but there was a lot of good talk about Paris during the day. People, they like her. They want to work with her. They feel like she's workable. This is all great stuff. Ever since Jesse left, the Paris meter has gone from negative to positive again, and people are feeling good. However, there was some talk in the Johnny, Olivia, Ali, Erica discussions where Erica was telling them all, like, oh, Paris has said to me that she feels like I'm the only one she can come to. And Ali and Olivia are like, oh, that's kind of annoying, because she kind of said the same thing to us, and we kind of hoped that we had made some progress, so it's kind of annoying that she's saying that to you, but at the very least, hopefully she has a good connection to you. And she's also said the same thing to Johnny, so I think the whole I don't have anyone, she needs to kind of slow down with that, because once people start to compare notes, it's like it comes off a little bit like transparent. But luckily, like, they don't think that she's playing them. They just think that she's insecure at the moment. Like, they just think, like, oh, we tried to reach out, but she's just so insecure. She still only trusts Erica.
And I think this is going to be able to buy her a few weeks, just for the fact that she hasn't really, like, thrown her entire game in with any certain players. So everybody feels a little bit of a connection to her, especially, like, I did not see it coming this week when she went to talk to Erica and they started talking about, like, they trust each other, and Paris feels like Erica's always been there for her. That's not a connection that I really ever saw play out. I never saw them talking. I never saw them being close. So the fact that Erica felt so good back towards Paris, I was like, all right, so Paris is doing better than I thought she was. I feel like I already thought that she was doing well by laying low and by not. I mean, like, it's hard to say that she didn't campaign for Jesse last week. She was trying to do as much as she could to keep him in the house. But I really think that she could have been doing a lot worse. She could have dug herself a bigger hole. And the spot that she's put herself in now, I think I'm really impressed with where she is. And I think that she, especially going into a double eviction, she's right where she wants to be.
Yeah, one of the sort of tactics that that Dan Giesling would employ is like sort of the younger brother kind of thing. He would do that with some people. Sometimes he was the older brother, but sometimes he was the younger brother. And Paris is very much like the younger sister, where she makes you feel like you are taking her in and you are comforting her and you are correcting her mistakes, and that makes you feel like you have power over her, and yeah, that she looks up to you, and that makes you feel good about yourself and her. And it's very successful. Obviously the downside is that wasn't Dan's only play. And so far, this is one of Paris's only plays. She needs to be able to expand from that, I think, if she wants to win a jury vote, because you don't tend to want to vote for that person at the end of the game. Although you never know, because that's also kind of like the, you know, Steve Moses did this too, sort of he was sometimes the younger brother. He was sometimes like the son, and some like he like the love child or something. But having that sort of like, we kind of look down on you, but you make us feel good about ourselves, and that makes us feel good about you. It can work in the end, because there's a little bit of like, oh, I'm proud of you for achieving this. So you never know. I don't want to get too critical of her end game, just because I'm not sure where it goes yet. There's been no indication yet that they wouldn't respect her in the end. But anyway, Paris talks to Johnny, and she's talking to him about like, look, I want to work with you. They're talking about potential targets and allies. Paris is talking about Dayla as a target. That lights Johnny up. They talk about like Will and how Paris, she's like, I don't want to be connected with Will and Maddie. They did not do what I wanted last week. Just so you know, I really like Allie and Olivia. I've had a good bond with them from the start, which was very fun to hear about from Paris, because she was targeting them like hardcore, oh, even yeah, just last week. But she knows what to say here. Johnny felt good about this conversation. He brought it to Erica. They felt good about Paris. They felt good about potentially bringing Paris and John and potentially somebody like Will in with them, as like, look, we got to have somebody to bounce off of Allie and Olivia, to like, for them to go at each other. So this could be a good spot for us. Lots of good stuff from Paris as well.
I think the house is in a really good spot for her to just settle in and sit back and watch everything, you know, happen, where she doesn't have to get involved. It seems like all of the big targets in the house, all of these people who have been winning the HOH and then winning the veto in the same week, they are all working together in some weird way that I feel like I haven't seen. I don't know if I want to say ever, but like, just I haven't seen in a while. Usually you have at least some outsiders that are like very obviously on the outside. Sometimes you have a split house, but this is just like the whole house working together awkwardly. Like, there's connections over here, over there. And it's like, Erica's looking for nominations this week, and the one person that she had keyed in on was Maddie, because she didn't have a connection with her, but it seemed like everybody else in the house she had some kind of connection with, and she, you know, could have found a way to work with them. So I feel like just that benefits Paris and a few other people in such a way that she doesn't have to pick a side. She doesn't have to be aggressively targeting anybody. She can literally just sit back and let everybody else go at it while she stays in good with like her, with like a strong social game to make everybody like her.
I think I can legitimately say that I can go out on a limb and say that the last time I remember the house dynamic being like this was Big Brother 10, where in the beginning of Big Brother 10, there were kind of sides, but there was also a lot of fluidity to it. There were people like Dan who were maneuvering between both sides and slipping in between cracks. Not a coincidence, I think, that was a twist-free season. So I still worry about these twists on the way.
Yeah, but I don't want to jinx it, but we're going into the fifth week, I think, or fourth or fifth week, and it's still nothing. Not to let them hear us, but
it really feels like we're getting in as much good stuff as we can before they start blowing it all up.
It's insane to me that we still haven't had anything blow the game up, and I don't want to jinx it.
and look, like, we're heading into a veto ceremony that is going to be so good. Yeah. This is going to be so good, and it's going to naturally be good. It's going to be the kind of good that's like not Arissa coming on the screen and making them all go, what? Some twist? What? It's going to be Veronica being backdoored, and they're going to be legitimately surprised, and Veronica's going to be pissed, and it's going to be an actual epic blindside of the correct proportions, and it's going to be so fun, and Veronica's going to be like nonsense all week long, and this double eviction has a lot of potential.
Exactly, yeah, then we have a double eviction, so it's very not like exciting. We need anything exciting to outside twists to come in. We're fine. We're good.
Yes.
So thank you, producers, if you're listening and you're doing this on purpose. I don't know if you're doing it on purpose, but we appreciate it for
now. This is the face of what this is the face you get when there's no twist. This is genuine excitement and happiness.
Taryn hasn't smiled this much in forever. He's short circuiting.
I'm just like, in general, I really enjoy the dynamic here that's been happening in the last couple of weeks between Kayla, Johnny and Paris as three people who are very savvy and very like influential in the house. Seeing Paris pivot from having control over the house and having everyone target Allie and Olivia because of her, and then losing everything, losing Jesse, and now repositioning herself in a different way, trying to play people off of each other. How Johnny has been playing controlling the house last week, thinking he was controlling the house this week, realizing there was something he missed, pivoting and trying to readjust his game because of that. And then even Kayla, who has really, as I mentioned, been the one to control the narrative and push Allie and Olivia against Veronica. She was the seed that started the whole Veronica thing. And so she has a lot of potential there. She's pivoted from losing Jesse and has put herself in a great spot. But now, because of one of the other good players in the house, Johnny, she might be in trouble. It's these three are sort of pillars sort of bouncing off each other often. And it's really, really enjoyable. And then obviously it's not like they're the only people playing. You have somebody like Allie, who's a little bit more straightforward in the game, but also very persuasive in that she got Erica to make this move that maybe wasn't in her best interest. Maybe it is now, but very, very, Allie's not somebody that you should leave out. Erica, obviously, herself is somebody that's very competitive and strategic and just fun stuff all around.
Yeah, this cast isn't like, I wouldn't say the most entertaining. I feel like this cast is missing like a Cassandra and Ika, like a big television personality that's gonna get like an entire fandom behind them, and they're gonna walk out of the house like,
yeah, we don't need that.
Well, I mean, some people like that. I feel like Paris.
Yeah, some people like that, and those are the people that like we're just gonna yell about nonsense.
Well, Brent's probably listening, so don't.
Exactly, like Brent is like, oh, we need a villain. We don't need a villain. We need the good feeds.
But the fun thing about this cast is that even the people like Allie and Olivia, who last week I was like, ugh, like I get the Jesse backdoor is fun, or not backdoor, the Jesse blindside is fun, but like we're keeping these two in the house, but they have shown so much life this week. They're both gaming. Like, there's not a single person in the house that is just sitting down and waiting for the game to happen around them. I think the closest that we could have said to that would have been Marin, but now that he's on the block, he's playing a little bit. Derek is kind of not doing a whole lot, but like he's with Kayla and he doesn't really need to be doing a lot right now. So I feel like just everybody has an investment in how the game plays out, and they're not sitting down and dying. And I really like that.
Yes, very fun stuff, very exciting. I'm looking forward to the rest of this week. We'll see how the veto ceremony plays out. If you're somebody that doesn't usually watch the feeds, because you're usually like either listening to this podcast or whatever it is that you do, maybe be on the lookout for when the feeds come back post veto ceremony. They could be exciting. Mm-hmm. For all I know, they're gonna come back like hours late, and we're gonna miss all the good stuff, but you never know. Be on the lookout on Twitter to see if anything exciting is happening, because this is going to be exciting.
They've been pretty good with having feeds come back after ceremonies for the most part. And I feel like they know that this is going to be a very big moment for the feeds to have to be on. So I would be very disappointed if we sit here praising them all morning and then they go and don't give us feeds for that. That's that would be pretty hard to take. But I'm hoping that they'll come through.
Yes. And Tass is in the chat asks, does Maddie think she is safe because of her gameplay? Maddie doesn't even know she's safe yet. Maddie is still,
she has no idea.
She spent the night campaigning to Hamza to try to convince Hamza to convince Erica to use the veto on her so that they could backdoor Ryan. She is still completely in the dark. She has done some decent work. Again, she would be safe if the veto wasn't used. Part of that is down to Johnny. Part of that is down to Maddie. So she's like, she's not in a terrible spot that way, but she's definitely been left in the dark in terms of Erica using the veto on her and Veronica going up.
I like the way that Erica wants to handle that, though. I think if she's going to make this big move, I feel like the way that she has it in her head of how she wants to handle Maddie with the situation, I kind of like it, because she wants to not, she doesn't want to tell Maddie anything. She doesn't want to give her any kind of hope. She doesn't want to give her any kind of inclination that she's going to be taken down, so that tomorrow when Maddie's sitting on the block and she fully expects to be sitting up there for another 3 days and have to go campaign, her life is going to be completely, her big brother life is going to be completely saved right in front of her. As Erica says, Maddie, I'm using the veto on you, puts it around her neck, and then they're going to go off and talk. Erica's going to say, this was the plan the whole week. I just couldn't tell you about it in case anything went wrong. So I do want to work with you. I'm glad that we can work together. And now that I've taken you off the block, and Maddie's already been telling people that she doesn't plan to go after Erica if she stays in the house. I believe her. And now she's definitely not going to go after Erica if she stays in the house, at least for the next, like, or at least for the double eviction, she wouldn't be able to. But she's going to be very indebted to Erica.
I think that that's likely, but I think that Erica does have to handle it correctly post veto ceremony, and say the right things, because obviously nobody likes being left in the dark, even if it means that you're safe. Obviously, Maddie would have preferred to have been in on the plan, like Hamza saving, like Hamza being one of the people that saved Olivia last week. You don't want to let somebody else sweep in and take the credit for your work to save them. So we'll see how Erica handles it. I think she'll do all right, but we'll just have to see how Maddie reacts.
Yeah, I think just in general for this move, I don't think it would be the best idea, because like, so I see some people in the chat saying that she should have made some deals with Maddie before she did this. I think it's just a specific case with Maddie, that Maddie is such a super fan. She wants to be there so bad. And the second that she found out she was going on the block, she was like devastated. She was spinning in circles and she was just trying to not have a panic attack. And just for Maddie in particular to be saved like this, I do think that she's not going to want to show the entire house that, like, oh, I got saved and now I'm going right after Erica because I can't keep my word. I think she's gonna have to, at least for a week or two, stay either not in power or just not go after Erica.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for our update today. A little bit of a shorter one. Still some interest, but even a shorter one, there's so much interesting discussion to happen. So make sure you tune in tonight, where Rob will be live after the Monday night episode to discuss everything that's happening with the HOH and the nominations. And then tomorrow at a time, probably 10 a.m. Eastern, I will be in Reno, just stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I will be tweeting out when that will be happening. I will try to keep it consistent, but obviously on the West Coast, it's a lot earlier and I'll have jet lag and I'll be at a casino. So we'll see. We'll see what the time is on that. But I will be live at some point when I'm in Reno to update you on the live feeds for sure. That'll be a lot of fun as well. And then, of course, Thursday nights, we'll be live after the double eviction to talk about everything going on there. Make sure you check out the Taren Show, which will be dropping later tonight. I talked with Kirsten from Big Brother Canada 6. She's a gatecrasher.
Yeah. Very excited for that. And if you're going to Reno and you meet Taren, make sure you post about it on Reddit and let us know how awful he was in person. That's all we ever want to hear.
Yeah, gossip about me on various social media sites. It's very fun.
Let us know how uncomfortable your conversation is with him.
Look, I'm an introvert. Get over it. Seriously, if you are going to Reno, stop by and say hi at some point. Very, very interested in meeting all of you lovely people. I always have a great time at these things. So very excited. Reno's gonna be fun.
Well, I won't be there, so I hope you have a great time.
Well, there you go. Look, they're talking about like, oh no, Maddie said she would put up Erica next week. I know, I said that yesterday. Don't act like I missed that. Come on.
Well, she said that, but I'm always wrong anyway. So don't listen to what I have to say.
Look, sometimes the guests say things, and I you know, they have perspectives.
Last time I was on with you, I was saying how I think Veronica's safe this week, and you were like, I don't know about that. And yeah, so just don't take anything I say seriously.
Like I said, I think we need to wait and see how Erica handles the Maddie situation. But anyway, very fun stuff. Very excited about this season. Very excited about Reno. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. You can follow Matt @MattLagori. You can find this on robiswebsite.com. Leave a comment. Make sure you leave a Facebook comment or a website comment or a Twitter comment. Not Instagram, though.
Don't you have packing to do? Close this thing up.
I do. Well, right. What do you want from me? You're making this longer.
I've never heard you talk about leaving a Facebook comment.
I realized that I forgot about Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say Facebook today. Rob has a podcast Facebook page.
Well, you need to go get some sleep.
All right. And yes, we know Paris told Maddie. I've talked about that in previous days. Paris can't always talk about everything all the days.
Well. Yep.
Point is, Maddie was campaigning as though she didn't know because she doesn't know for sure because she doesn't know. All right.
Still going?
Just arguing with the chat. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. I will see you next week.